Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 23rd day of June, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 76 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 80 today for the Klamath Basin. I'm going to get up to get there and carry this goddamn air conditioner's in. Not looking forward to it. Getting too old for that shit. But I'll do what I got to do. Anyways, let's see what's going on here. Let's just start out with Bill Gates buys massive amounts of farmland in North Dakota, but the state AG just stepped in. State AG, and where's the fucking due process law? Where's the goddamn law of this land in this little fucking deal they got going here? We're going to find out when we return. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Bill Gates buys massive amount of farmland in North Dakota, but the state AG just stepped in. Oh, what we need to do is go back and see where this, how this land originated. I mean, I'm seeing in this article, you know, leasing and shit like that, like the fucking state thinks they own it. Hey, state, you don't fucking own it. No goddamn piece of paper owns shit in this goddamn country. We the people fucking own it, and you better have some goddamn jurisdictional fucking documents where you took it from us as individuals in your individual capacity, or your fucking ass is looking at a fucking rope around your neck. Bill Gates has made himself the single... Anyway, this is from Western Journal. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Bill Gates has made himself the single... largest private owner of farmland in the United States. Well, we'll fucking see about that, Bill. The globalist billionaire. See, I mean, they're fucking throwing it in your face. The globalist. Fuck, get the fuck out of here, you globalist. If you ain't an American, we don't want your ass here. Get the fuck out. The globalist billionaire expanded his holdings of American farmland, accumulating a total of 242,000 acres of the most arable land in America, according to the Daily Caller. We're fucking, I'll tell you what, buddy, you gotta guard it, don't ya? It's like, the, you know, 390 million fucking square fucking miles, motherfuckers. You gonna, how many are you gonna put there to guard that? And what are you gonna do on the rest of it, you son of a bitches? You'll never occupy this country. And Bill Gates, you'll never fucking own the goddamn. You'll never starve nobody, you motherfucker. We'll cut you into pieces, you fucking treasonous piece of shit. You've broken every fucking law in this goddamn country. Every fucking single one of the fucking laws of December 15, 1791, ratified by we the fucking people. We're the fucking authority here, bitch. And you will learn it the hard fucking way, I reckon. North Dakota's Attorney General stepping in after Gates Trust acquired six parcels of land in, Pembina County. Attorney General Drew Wrigley sent a Tuesday letter to the trust demanding answers on how he intends to use the hoard, the land he purchased in the state. North Dakota law restricts the ownership and leasing of farmland to corporations and limited liability companies. In addition, there are certain limitations with regard to trusts. See, they put all this shit together. They built it like they built in that goddamn United Nations shit that we're watching them build right before their eyes. These trusts and all this shit. None of it stands above our law. Cocksucker. You will find it out the hard fucking way. Try to make it stand behind. You get by your goddamn mercenaries. Well, plant them like fucking corn. You will not do it. You piece of shit. How do you fucking, you would ask how he sleeps, but he ain't even a fucking human being. Oh, let's see what we say here. Or hoard the land he purchased in the state. North Dakota law restricts ownership of leasing and farming land to corporations and liability companies. There ain't going to be no goddamn corporation. There ain't going to be no liability companies. You motherfuckers are going down. There ain't going to be no monarchs. There ain't going to be shit. It's going to be fucking even playing field. It's going to be free enterprise system with the fucking currency made of silver and gold without interest. Without debt attached to it. And we're going to live happily ever after. Of course, there's going to be fucking bloody murder in between. But you motherfuckers, you bought the fucking rope 100 times over. You have broken our fucking law and spit on our fucking law. And acted like you fucking got some kind of authority. You ruling class, come rule my ass, you motherfucker. Okay, let's see where we got. If Gates Trust is unable to demonstrate that it's using the land in accordance with state law, what do you mean in accordance with state? Whose fucking land? I would be there. I would go and I'd see where this fucking land originated from. If they originated it, they're saying it's a state land. No, that's the people's fucking land. The state is not a fucking person. The state isn't a holding company. That goddamn land belongs to the American nationals. It is free man's land. And you never took it from these people through any due process of the law because you would have had to do it with each and every fucking one of them. Now some cocksuckers in the state with fucking scum dripping down their fucking face from the last fucking session think that they're going to fucking lease this fucking land. Because a lot of this is leasing. I give you no permission to lease anything, motherfucker. I'm an American national. I'm a fucking pure American national. My family's been here since before there was a goddamn America. I'm American national and I have the goddamn fucking jurisdictional authority to tell you what to fucking do. And don't you fucking dare sell nothing into this son of a bitch. His intentions he's made clear. And that is to fucking starve the people into being his fucking slaves. I'll rip that motherfucker's head off and shit down his fucking throat before he'll make me a slave. How does that motherfucker, how does he go around, how does he get anywhere? How, what the fuck's he got goddamn 2 miles of fucking bodyguards around his ass? Or are people just too fucking chicken shit to make a move? That cocksucker said it plainly, he's wanted for goddamn crimes against humanity in Africa, you know. Harboring fugitives, that's what this goddamn country has become, the land of the free, home of the brave, my fucking ball sack. It has become a harbinger of fucking goddamn genocidal fucking maniacs. And that's what they fucking are. And they're all in violation of the fucking law. And they fucking know it. And they know it because the common law courts have been fucking unlawfully in violation of the law removed that we have one fucking goddamn course left. And that is the second article. land in accordance with state law, he could find, oh, he could face fines of $100,000. Oh my God, damn Bill Gates. That son of a bitch. You're going to buy it with the, I mean, how many millions or hundreds of millions did the fucking CIA provide for you to start your fucking goddamn little fucking queer business, you son of a bitch? So we the people will be paying for this to cut our own fucking throats again, but I don't think so, Bill. That's a whole lot of fucking land, buddy, you're going to have to fucking guard. Because some people are going to say, fuck you. Fuck you in the face, you bitch. Unless the trust divests from the land within 1 year. Some of Gates' public remarks suggest a dark motive for his hoarding of American farmland. Listen to this. Who is this fucker? Who's this little fucking weenie? Who the fuck are we to let this little fucking weenie fuck with us? Gates has urged developed nations such as the United States to replace real meat with synthetic laboratory-made replacements. You're gonna decide what I eat, you think, you little cocksucker? I'll fuck you, cocksucker, you motherfucking son of a bitch. You try and fucking force me to eat what you tell me to eat. You try and be a king over me, motherfucker. You're a criminal. You got a goddamn trial and a hanging to coming in this country, and that's all you got. I don't give a fuck what kind of digits are in the computer. You're steel, just fucking flesh and bone, just like me, you motherfucker. You can get used to this taste difference. Fuck you. How dare you? You arrogant little motherfucker. Come here to my goddamn face and do it. I dare you. I'm damn near 61 fucking years old. Bring your fucking badass over here and fucking tell me to my face one fucking word, you little son of a bitch. I dare you. I say you're a fucking cunt. I say you pay people to fuck your old lady for you. Probably animals. Taste difference, and the claim is they're going to make it taste even better over time. Fuck you, we ain't eating it. We're eating cows, we're eating sheep, we're eating whatever you fucking want to eat, you son of a bitch. And the day you tell me what to fucking eat is the day you'll fucking see what fucking war is, you cocksucker. The jungle will come down on you. Go ahead.
I mean, who are these people? I mean, just think about it, you know. And I mean, you have to be so, I mean, demented and so just, I mean, you have to be so just a psychopath just to sit up and say, well, you know, we're going to take away natural, you know, real things from you guys, and we're going to just give you this synthetic chemical-based meat.
Well,
what person thinks like that? I'm going to tell you what to eat, and it's going to be just chemical mishmash for you to eat. They need to be killed, man. They do. When somebody want to overlord over your life, they need to be killed.
They are they're in violation of the law. They are treasonous and they are seditious, and they've done it on paper. They've fucking signed it. Why hasn't Bill Gates been extradited to goddamn Africa, where he has fucking warrants for him for fucking human rights violations? Why? Why hasn't goddamn George Bush been fucking sent to goddamn Iraq, where him and fucking Cheney and goddamn Rumsfeld and all of them have fucking warrants, international warrants for fucking genocide? Why? I think the answer is pretty clear. I mean, this is a goddamn, this is nothing but a fucking muscle place where you go to fucking where the fucking criminals go to avoid prosecution. The fucking Bushes should be handed over to the Iraqi people that they committed genocide on. There was no fucking yellow cake uranium. There was no reason to attack those people. There was no reason to destroy them. There was no reason to kill their fucking kids by the hundreds of thousands. Like I saw when I saw the goofy motherfucker. Go JJW! Go JW! And see a fucking woman standing there as they're stacking kids in the back of a fucking pickup like cordwood. And she's fucking wailing. They were going to use weapons of mass destruction, so we dropped fucking daisy cutters on them and bombed them back into the third fucking world. No, they weren't going to use fucking the weapons, because the goddamn lie about what did fucking Colin Powell, did he go to prison for fucking lying? No, he fucking didn't. And I don't think that son of a bitch is dead. I think this is his way to fucking take a powder and get the hell out of here. Because, I mean, you think about that whole goddamn Iraq thing. They said they had the yellow cake uranium in fucking hand. And they did not. That means every Iraqi that was killed was fucking murdered. And those goddamn Bushes and them fucking Cheney and fucking goddamn Rumsfeld and that fucking Rice, all them motherfuckers are guilty of genocide. And they're not, and of course the world courts out there, yeah, we'll issue a warrant, but as long as they're in the United States, why is the United States is a fucking what? A crime haven? A criminal haven? A haven for fucking murderers and fucking genocide committers and people who commit crimes against humanity? Is that what the United States is? We're not subject to fucking any kind of goddamn justice whatsoever? Or they're not? Since the only courts that can fucking prosecute them, because, oh, also, I claim my sovereign immunity as a fucking American. And you know, we took away the common law courts, the only courts that can fucking hang our asses. Well, we'll bring them back. A million of us get together and we put some courts together. And we're ready, got the people with the fucking guns to fucking back the goddamn rulings out of those courts. You're going to fucking find out they're real. And how fucking real they are. But here we have this sick little son of a bitch. I mean, you're going to tell me what to eat? And you know, the Palestinians, the goddamn Jews over there, they fucking tell them, you know, how many calories they can have in a day. They do that. This is how sick in the goddamn head these motherfuckers are. We have people, let's rid this earth of them. They are pita. We are mooey. Let's fucking just get rid of these son of a bitches. Why we haven't already is a fucking mystery to me. God, is it the world that fucking cowardly? I would hope not. Okay, let's see what we got here. Over we at? You can get used to the taste difference, and the claim is they're going to make it taste even better over the time. Well, you better get ready to have it shoved down your fucking throat, because I ain't eating it. You motherfucker, you fucking get me hungry and see what I'll fucking do to your ass. You fucking treasonous dog shit criminal. They're criminals. I want to charge this fucking criminal. I want the redress for my grievance against this fucking criminal. But it ain't there, is it? Because the fucking common law courts aren't there. Because these motherfucking criminals fucking removed them. In violation of the 9th article. In violation of the people's will. In violation of the unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. They fucking did it anyway and said, fuck us. So it's fuck us right now, people. Until we fuck back. Taste even better over time. The Microsoft founder argued in an interview with MIT Technology Review, according to the Western Journal. Gates' position as the single largest owner of American pharma. You don't own shit, buddy. I'm going to tell you right now. You don't own shit. Everything, every paper you got, every paper that's been signed, every transfer that's been made is a fucking fraud. Because it comes from a fucking fraud. When the fucking goddamn admiralty was moved onto this goddamn land in Maryland, and that 10-mile fucking square, when you brought that fucking jurisdiction into this fucking country, you in 1871, when you fucking violated the fucking law and brought the admiralty onto this goddamn country and fucking attempted to remove the fucking, you've attempted to remove the Bill of Rights and tried to make us fucking slaves under the 14th Amendment. We're not going for it. None of that's real. We're not going for it. We're not going to let you. So you might as well get the idea to the UCI. You know what? You bought a pig in a poke. You transferred some numbers in the computer and you're going to claim you own that fucking land. You better be ready to hold it, son of a bitch. You better be ready to hold it. Because when the hungry people come, they'll eat your fucking ass. They'll put fucking sweet baby rays on you and roast you on a fucking spit. You sick in the head fucking pedophilic piece of shit. Gates' position as the single largest owner of American farmland. No, you don't own it, buddy. You fucking do not. It's a fraud. It's a fraud from 1871 to 1878 to 1869. It's a fraud from the time that fucking Jew prick, Abraham Springsteen declared martial law without zero authority in violation of the ninth article of our people's written, ratified, absolute, unalienable fucking law. You've never had the goddamn authority. And you sure as hell don't have it now, and you don't own shit, buddy. You got to go possess it's what you got to do. Go possess it, motherfucker. It's just like this shit. We're going to take your guns. Get to fucking doing it, bitch. Go possess it, fucking Gates. Try to force people to eat fucking your dog shit and see what happens to your fucking ass, motherfucker. Puts him in a unique position to potentially harm ranchers and cattlemen. Now, that was, I thought that was kind of interesting when they threw that in there. Because then you go on to the, through the article here. Let me get over here to the next part of it. The billionaire could prevent ranchers from grazing their cows on his extensive property, cutting them off from land they've used for decades. So this is the farmland. So this is land that the state has leased out without fucking taking it from the people through a fucking, any due process of the fucking law and without paying the bucket, without the people saying, okay. Without the people's authority. Without the people's consent. They have leased this out to fucking goddamn ranchers. For just like the Bundys out there. Oh, I own 2,000 acres, but I own 40 million acres because I have my great-granddaddy butt-fucked a goddamn goddamn congressman and fucking, yeah, he got a lease for $49 for 49 million acres. You think you're going to hold it? You think you got what it takes to hold it? Is that what you've been putting your fucking goddamn 3%ers, your oath keepers together for? You think you can hold it, motherfuckers? We've seen your action. We've seen your balls or the lack thereof. The billionaire could prevent ranchers from grazing their cows. Oh, yes. This would significantly increase supply pressures on ranchers. You start fucking making us fucking hungry, we'll fucking tear you to pieces, you stupid son of a bitch. Y'all, you stupid son of a bitches out there. Fucking piss off a goddamn, the largest army on the fucking planet. Everybody's got a fucking gun. Try, make us hungry. Push us, motherfuckers. We'll fucking extinct you from this fucking planet. The hoarding of farmland also stands to impact the entire American food chain in an era where price pressures make it costlier than ever for Americans to feed their families. Let my family get hungry, you son of a bitch. You want to see a fucking animal from the jungle? Gates Trust has 30 days from the receipt of the letter to demonstrate how it's legally using the land. The globalist globalist oligarch, listen to son of a bitch. You think you're something, motherfucker? Step out in the goddamn, you know you ain't fucking, you ain't even a man. Step out in the goddamn street and get tough, motherfucker. Don't hide behind a goddamn wall of fucking goddamn private security, you fucking pussy. You would be bitch slapped down into the goddamn curb stomped just for the fucking fun of it. You're nothing. You're not a man. I guess that's what's got your mind so fucked up, you ignorant son of a bitch. Are you just fucking goofy? The globalist oligarch was also reportedly seen within the halls of the United States Capitol earlier this month. Well, there's a fucking surprise. Was you in there fucking blowing somebody's dick? Sucking somebody's asshole? Or were they sucking yours? Because that's what you got in that goddamn whorehouse up there on the fucking hill with the, occupied by the fucking communists and their 30,000 fucking troops. 30,000 fucking troops will shove right down your goddamn communist fucking throat hard. And then we'll have you. You think about being, you being under arrest by we, by a fucking American national. And being taken into that fucking cell and knowing what you're facing, you son of a bitch. I love this one here. Supreme Court issues ruling gutting Miranda rights and threatening the Fifth Amendment. This is from Gateway Pundit, and it was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And this, well, you know, Miranda's one thing. I've always just thought it was fucking such bullshit. Because it is bullshit. If you ain't fucking, I mean, you ain't smart enough to fucking read the Bill of Rights and know you ain't got to say a goddamn word to nobody. And the stupidest thing you can do is to speak. And just say, look at the examples of your leaders. When they're sitting up in front of those congressional committees. and being asked about the treason, sedition, fucking goddamn espionage they've been committing. I take my Fifth Amendment right. I can't speak. I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment right. I mean, goddamn anybody that, I mean, why would you need Miranda? Shouldn't that be taught by third grade? Shouldn't people understand what the fifth article fucking says? Shouldn't they understand what the whole goddamn Bill of Rights says? But I mean, the way they put this in here, like, well, they don't go to give you the warning anyway. The fucker, it don't matter if they give you the warning. They torture fucking people. They fucking get away with it. They had a goddamn torture facility up there in Chicago. Don't you remember that? Fuck, was it been 4 or 5 years back? They found him a torture facility, just like fucking Guantanamo. I think, fuck, man, come on, wake up, people. Miranda, but I mean, this is supposed to be for stupid people who don't know that they don't have to tell them anything. You don't have to incriminate yourself. You don't have to give evidence against yourself. If you don't know that, you're fucking stupid. I knew that before I even knew what Miranda was or where it came from. Miranda, see, that's another one of those sub-fucking laws. It's one of those that came along, we're going to really confirm because we backed the Bill of Rights. We're going to, you have to give them, tell them about their Miranda rights. We passed the law. Well, if they said you could, if they said they had the power to tell you had to, I guess they had the power to tell you you don't have to, huh? This is what we can't get through your goddamn stupid ass heads. You don't give those son of a bitches nothing because they have nothing. If they have nothing, they can cause you no fucking problems. Anyway, this is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, and we'll hit it as soon as we return from this message.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time, and that was Outlaw Orchestra with See You in Hell. And it goes for you, Bill Gates, motherfucker. Supreme Court issues ruling getting Miranda. Okay, we're going to go into this. But Miranda was a secondary, it was like a civil fucking law that the government, it was a privilege that the government gave you to tell you what your stupid ass fucking rights are, whether you knew it or not. I mean, you don't need Miranda to exercise the fifth article. I guarantee fucking to you. On Thursday, the Supreme Court issued a ruling in Vega versus Tika, a case involving the administration of Miranda rights, with the court ruling that a suspect's words or statements can be used in court regardless of their Miranda rights. For background, and these are the facts of the case in question. Terrence Tika, I mean, this is T-K-O-H, Tika, worked as a patent transporter in a hospital in a patient transporter. I'm good. Patient transporter in a hospital in Los Angeles. After a patient accused him of sexual assault, hospital staff reported the allegation to the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. Deputy Carlos Vega went to the hospital to ask Tika questions and take Tika's statement. Although the parties described vastly different accounts of the nature of the interaction between Tika and Vega, it is undisputed that Vega did not advise Tika of his Miranda rights before questioning him or taking him taking his statement. He should already knew him. Every fucking American should know him. By third grade, you're supposed to have him memorized. This is where we fucked up. That's why, oh, get me a lawyer. I don't know my ass from a fucking hole in the ground. I don't know who I am, what my rights are. I don't have a clue. I'll pay. Just help. We're a sorry ass lot. We used to be. But people are getting fucking smarter. People are reading that goddamn Bill of Rights. And that's easy to understand. Especially when you start looking at the fucking administrative admiralty and what they're trying to do, and that it is in direct violation of the goddamn law. Direct violation. Direct fucking goddamn criminality. Tico was arrested and charged in California state court by a jury returned a verdict of not guilty. Following the acquittal of the criminal charge, Tico sued Vega, alleging that Vega violated Tika's Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination by taking his statement without first advising him of his Miranda rights. Now, I don't see nowhere in that goddamn fifth. Let's read the fifth article. We'll read it. Do you have fucking the right to remain silent? I guarantee goddamn to you do. Let's just read the fifth fucking article. Read the whole goddamn thing. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment of indictment of a grand jury. See, that's where it all was started, because the guy was fucked. I mean, you walk anyway, because they came at you with a jurisdiction that they didn't have over you. Because it wasn't a common law jurisdiction. You have a right to a grand jury investigation, not some fucking corporate fucking pig with his goddamn union badge. Got it? He has no authority over you. He has no authority, period, of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb. Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without compensation. Now, if you can't fucking read that and see where it says, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself, what you can't work those words out? I mean, I always thought when they put the man, the retard. You don't know. I mean, goddamn, like I said, when you watched your stupid box enough times, just watch your god, those actors pretending to be your goddamn government that are not, that are just fucking corporate fucking goddamn representatives for the corporate United States corporation. You've said, you know, they ask him a question. Did you, you know, sell guns down in fucking, did you send guns to El Salvador and bring dope up here to fucking sell to the Iranians to ourselves and pay the Iranians for the guns? Or did you do, you know, that Sandinista bullshit? Did you do that? Yeah, well, I'm invoking my fifth article right to not speak. I have nothing to say. I mean, the fact is every son of a bitch in the world has to know that all you got to do is just mum up. But they will fucking beat your fucking ass and try to beat confessions out of you. I mean, maybe that's why somebody finally felt, man, who needs to be told ain't the goddamn fucking suspect. It's the goddamn fucking corporate pig that can't even be there, who has no fucking jurisdiction, who can't even ask the question. He asked the fucking question. That's a search. That's an investigation without fucking jurisdictional authority through the fucking common law court. And you have your rights in the common law. The only one that can investigate you is a fucking common law grand jury. And that common law grand jury must summon you to it. This whole idea that a fucking goddamn corporate fucking cop can come in and start fucking, you know, pushing you around, good cop, bad cop, you know, maybe smack somebody around or something, you motherfuckers, you gotta get, people are done with you. You're not gonna get to that point. You're not gonna get to the point of the fucking violation. You're gonna be shut down, but you're not going to violate the fucking law no more, you son of a bitches. But I mean, as far as this thing here, this whole article, I was just kind of like, wow. I mean, where should you stand on some state fucking dictate that Miranda's against fucking law? I'm gonna tell you right now. It was fucking conceived by a fucking, fraudulent fucking government. It was put in a fraudulent fucking judicial, a fucking foreign fucking judicial that belongs to the fucking queen. It's private fucking law. And it has no fucking place in our goddamn Bill of Rights in our autonomy. We're supposed to know this shit. We're supposed to know that fuck you is what you get from me, you son of a bitch. I'm gonna tell you something. You goofy? Get the fuck away from me. And the only one that can be asking is the fucking grand jury, and you don't even have to appear before a grand jury if they're fucking looking at an indictment on you. But if you do appear, you answer what you want. If you don't want to answer a question, you know you don't got to answer that fucking question. You don't got to offer evidence against yourself. You don't got to confess. This ain't fucking goddamn England. This ain't the England that our fucking forefathers fucking fled. It ain't the goddamn fucking Scotland, Ireland, Germany that our forefathers fucking fled so that they would not have to fucking live under such fucking tyranny. So that's my opinion on this. I mean, we'll look at it on, you know, the Supreme Court and Miranda rights with the court ruling. You know, we were down here with this kid, you know, T.O. was arrested and charged in justice, and he gets kicked anyway. He beats the charge, but then he wants to file a lawsuit. Well, you'd be filing in the admiralty, buddy, good fucking luck, because the goddamn court ain't going to say it's fucking wrong. The court enjoys absolute immunity under the fucking queen's fucking letter of marque for this fucking country, don't you fucking know? Or are you that goddamn ignorant? You have the right to remain silent. Oh, excuse me, people. I can't help it. That's probably all I fucking got, too. Miranda stated clearly. Oh, I like this one. This is worth the wait. Oops! U.S. oil and gas experts fuel domestic price rise. Somebody discovered uranium, guys! Somebody has went out and done some gumshoe fucking investigating, and they have discovered fucking uranium. Finally. Ah, this is from Resource Insights. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The U.S. oil and natural gas industry, long fought for and in the last decade, finally won release from federal restrictions that limited exports. The ostensible reason was that because of the so-called shale revolution, in quotation marks, in the country, in the country's oil and gas fields, the United States would have plenty of oil and gas to spare for export. But the, did they ask the people? Did the people say whether that what they, I mean, how did this come into your possession, this fucking oil and everything, that you're making decisions about what fucking belongs to me, you son of a bitch? The goddamn, you don't own this fucking this ground. With the people, my fucking ancestors were here before that fucking Revolutionary War. That means when it was all over, they were standing here, they were the fucking owners of the whole motherfucker. And you would never have taken it from them through a fucking goddamn due process of the law, recognized by the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. That means it still fucking belongs to us. Just like this shit with fucking Bill Gates. We're going to get, let's get out the goddamn records. I want to see when this land got transferred from we the people as individuals, and we don't own anything collectively as a state. They try to make the state look like, that's a collective thing, collective right, fuck you. All of you put together don't have any more fucking right than it's just me. A 10,000 fucking millionaires out there. Fuck, we're even as one, or I'm equal to every one of you put together. All of you put together. That's what the fucking common law is. That's what the common law means. That's what the common law fucking protects. The individual. Oh, mercy. So now we found out so-called shale revolution in the country, oil, gas fields, the United States would have plenty of oil and gas to spare for export. Well, God, how do you like that $5 a gallon, fucking people? If those bans had stayed in place, they'd had one fucking choice to fucking sell their oil, wouldn't they? They'd have one choice to sell the fucking end product, wouldn't they? You'll sell it fucking here. Why? Why do we have the fucking right to say that? Because it fucking belongs to us, you son of a bitches. It ain't like some, I mean, like, oh, these goddamn capitalist people believe in capitalism. Well, he came in and got a lease. He went in there and sucked the goddamn senator's dick, and he got a goddamn lease and for $49 for a fucking estate worth of fucking oil. And they got signed a piece of paper. You fraudulent son of a bitch. Your paper ain't worth the fucking... The ink you used to fucking put it together. Everything you've done is a goddamn fraud. You own nothing. We the people own the resources in this goddamn country. We the people are being ripped fucking off. They're taking our goddamn oil for $15 a barrel. Just taking our fucking crude and selling it for over $100. And fucking, we're not even seeing the 15. Not that we agree to let them sell one fucking drop. And we have to agree to let them sell one fucking drop because it belongs to each and every fucking one of us. It doesn't belong to this government thing. It doesn't belong to a piece of paper. It doesn't belong to a little fucking gang, a goddamn clique, a fucking international corporate mafia. It belongs to we, the fucking people. It's ours. If we want it to stay in the fucking ground, it stays in the ground. If we want to sell it, we'd agree to sell it. Whoever wants to sell a portion would agree to sell a portion, and you would have to pay them for it. It belongs to us, you son of a bitch. You don't fucking take, first you sell it for $15 a barrel when it's going for $170 a barrel, and you stuff that fucking money in your Ukrainian fucking pocket. And then you turn around and fucking try to charge us $8 a gallon for gas. Why we haven't ripped this fucking country down to its goddamn foundation, I do not know. Cowardice. Only explanation. Let's see, where were we here? The real reason behind the push was that the oil and gas industry wanted what almost every other industry in America already had, the right to sell their products to the highest bidder, no matter where they lived on the globe. In first place, it ain't yours, you son of a bitch. And when we go back on it, it'll be fraud. I guarantee motherfucking to you, because I didn't sign off on it. My dad didn't sign off on it. My dad, did any of your parents, on back as far as you know, your grandparents, receive their fucking gas or oil money? Unless they had it on their private land? Did they receive any of the fucking money that came from, oh, this is like here with the trees, when they came here to rape our fucking forests? Well, did I, you know, so you got a guy who's got, you know, he makes $2 million a year. And then you got a guy like me that's fucking, you know, he's, I'm fucking, not a pot to piss in the window to throw it out. So they're going to cut our fucking trees. In first place, they have to have our permission. We have to say it's okay to cut. That tree belongs to me. Only I can tell you to cut the son of a bitch down or not. But there was no offer made. They just stepped in just like they've been doing all this shit, these decrees. All of this goddamn just non-judicial fucking wannabe fucking grab some power. And then they fucking just go, we're going to build schools with it. That's what we're going to do. I don't want to build schools. I don't want to build no schools. I want my fucking money sent to me. If they had to send us our money for our fucking resources straight to us, see, this is the whole deal. They're handling our estate. So they're gonna decide how to spend our fucking money instead of us, because like the Indians, we're too goddamn stupid to fucking know how to spend our own goddamn wealth. But if the fucking wealth was coming to we the people as individuals, I bet you we'd have what we fucking wanted. You fucked up, motherfucker. I put my money in my pocket. Now you ain't getting no goddamn money. And I'm arresting your ass in the common law court, and I'm trying you for goddamn treason and sedition, you son of a bitch. We would have exactly what we want. The people would be in absolute charge. They always said, well, the people are in charge because the Congress has control of the purse strings. Horse fucking shit. No, not one of those motherfuckers in that Congress or that Senate represents me. Represents my goddamn view of what this country is. Represents my authority. My judicial goddamn authority. It's mine. Not yours. You do not represent me. You get the fuck out of my way and you quit pretending like you can give what belongs to me away, because you can't. Everything you have done has been a fucking fraud. And when we are forced to pop out of this fucking jungle and blow your fucking asses out of here, We're gonna settle this once and for all. And all you goddamn fucking capitalist cocksuckers out there who think that you got over with something because your great grandpa sucked some fucking congressman's dick, you're gonna find out different too. We're gonna find out where that land changed hands, where it was not, where it belonged to the, from the people to a fucking entity of fucking goddamn criminals, aren't we? And right there where that happened, that's the fraud that's gonna be fucking undone. You're in whatever you fucking made of, you're giving it fucking back. And it's gonna belong to the fucking people again. Each individual fucking one of us. And if you want something off of it, you can come talk to us. Because we are the fucking judicial authority in this goddamn country. Those piss ants in that fucking phony ass corporate United States corporation have no authority. No authority over our property. No authority over us. That's what the Bill of Rights was for, to ensure that we always fucking understood that and could back it with fucking goddamn by enforcing our law. They cannot call us criminals because we're enforcing the fucking law they're breaking. The highest law on this land. The only thing they can come back with, well, we have this admiralty law over here. Admiralty exists on where the ocean, it ends where the tide ebbs and flows, and you fucking know it. You can have no goddamn admiralty. You can have letters of marque from the fucking queen and think you can do it, but that little fat bitch is going to fucking hang too. The monarchies are going fucking down. The corporations are going fucking down hard. And every son of a bitch who thinks that they can team up with somebody, butt fuck them and fucking, and there's two of us and we got twice as much rights as you. No, you fucking don't. You do not. 1,000 of you, 10,000, 100,000. Like I said, I don't give a whole care if a whole fucking state kills each other. Ain't got a goddamn thing to do with me as an individual, free, sovereign, national of the United States of these Americas, with the full fucking force of the unalienable ratified law of we the people, December 15, 1791. That's my fucking jurisdictional authority, son of a bitch. And you will obey it. You will obey it, or we will have to enforce it upon you and hang your fucking ass for treason and sedition for trying to overthrow our form of fucking government, which is our autonomy. You ignorant son of a bitches. But you're not ignorant son of a bitches. They're not ignorant son of a bitches. I take that back. They know exactly what they're fucking doing. As evidenced by Nancy Pelosi. I want my sovereign immunity thing. See? See? They've known all along, you know, that this, they've been the ones that's hiding it, that has hid the fucking Bill of Rights from the people, that has tried to bury it at the bottom of every fucking pile all these years since its inception. They have been the ones, so they know exactly what the power of it is. The power of it is the power of this fucking country. And it belongs to we, the people, as individual free sovereign nationals, plain and simple. It is natural. And it's unalienable. That means you cannot, it's like being born, like your fingers, they belong to you. Your goddamn rights belong to you. No other. And if there is a conflict between you and I file as an individual. Invoke my fucking jurisdictional authority and move the court that can't move without my goddamn jurisdictional authority, because no fucking court, that would be an admiralty court. That would be a court that had some kind of power outside of the power of we the people. That would be a court that could fucking sanction shit that we cannot do to one another and claim that they're operating under the people's consent. Horse shit! It cannot, excuse me. It cannot be. It's an impossibility. If I can't fucking do it, if I do not have own something, if I don't own something held in my hand, I can't give it to you. If I can't do it, I can't tell you you can. I don't have the authority. It all comes down to judicial fucking authority. And there's only fucking one in this whole goddamn country. For this fucking land, it's called the fucking goddamn common law. Fucking Bill of fucking Rights is the fucking law of this goddamn country, complete with the goddamn maximums and the fucking goddamn procedures. And the procedures must be followed exactly. And you don't judge us. We never hired no fucking bunch of cocksuckers to judge us or to build a goddamn fucking apparatus. The government was never supposed to be armed. Ever! You do understand that, right? They started with the FBI back in fucking Al Capone's day. Because they were letting them go fucking, Prohibition, they knew what the fuck, you don't think they knew what was going to happen with Prohibition? You know how many of these dirty son of a bitches like the Kennedys, that's how they made their fucking fortune? Off of Prohibition? They didn't know that the fucking crime wave, the killing and all the shit was going to go on over something that they were never going to change, could never fucking change, didn't want to change, wanted the fucking money, wanted the chaos. Why did they want the chaos? Oh, we're going to have to arm up the FBI. There's no other way. These guys got fucking machine guns. Well, tough shit. You better get the fucking militia out there then, buddy. Because you do not have the authority to arm the fucking goddamn FBI. You do not have the authority to arm the CIA or any of your other alphabet fucking goddamn corporate fucking entities that you have subcontracted with. You do not have that authority to subcontract with them. That would be a violation of the 9th article. Because these pricks think that they can deny and disparage fucking rights, so they can't. The goddamn law is clear. And the fucking remedy is fucking clear. Well, I've had enough of yelling about this stuff. I don't think I let anybody else in there for a while, but I don't know what to tell you guys. I'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Just think about it. Who you fucking are? Have some goddamn soul, man. Have some fucking pride. That is the Word from the Trenches.